Christopher, be thinking, huh? Book number 3, chapter 6, Venerable Bede. Chapter 6, of King Oswald's Wonderful Piety and Religion, 635 to 642 AD. King Oswald, with the English nation which he governed, being instructed by the teaching of his bishop, not only learned to hope for a heavenly kingdom unknown to his fathers, but also obtained of the one God, who made heaven and earth a greater earthly kingdom than any of his ancestors. In brief, he brought under his dominion all the nations and provinces of Britain, which are divided into four languages, to wit, those of the Britons, the Picts, the Scots, and the English. Though raised to that height of regal power, wonderful to relate, he was always humble, kind, and generous to the poor and to strangers. To give one instance, it is told that when he was once sitting at dinner on the holy day of Easter with the aforesaid bishop, and a silver dish full of royal dainties was set before him, and they were just about to put forth their hands to bless the bread, the servant, whom he had appointed to relieve the needy, came in on a sudden and told the king that a great multitude of poor folk from all parts were sitting in the streets begging alms of the king. He immediately ordered the meat set before him to be carried to the poor, and the dish to be broken into pieces and divided among them. At which sight the bishop, who sat by him greatly rejoicing at such an act of piety, clasped his right hand and said, "May this hand never decay." This fell out according to his prayer, for his hands, with the arms being cut off from his body when he was slain in battle, remain uncorrupted to this day, and are kept in a silver shrine as revered relics in St. Peter's Church in the royal city, which has taken its name from Bella, one of its former queens. Through this king's exertions, the provinces of Derry and the Benicians, which till then had been at variance, were peaceably united and molded into one people. He was nephew to King Edwin through his sister Ocha, and it was fit that so great a predecessor should have in his own family such an one to succeed him in his religion and sovereignty. The end of chapter 6, Venerable Bede.